Now, we have here, coming to chapter 26, a very remarkable prophecy concerning Tyre and also concerning Sidon. And this makes this an exceedingly interesting section. Tyre and Sidon belong together. They belong together like pork and beans or ham and eggs. You never think of one and the other. Now, Tyre was the capital of the great Phoenician nation. They were a seagoing people. They plied the Mediterranean and went even beyond. We know today that they went around the Pillars of Hercules, the Rock of Gibraltar, and came up to Great Britain, and they got tin there. In fact, the meaning of the word Britain was tin. And they also established a colony in North Africa, and that was the nation and city that gave Rome so much trouble. And then Tarshish, north on the southern coast of Spain, was founded by these people. They were great colonizers, and they also apparently went around Africa, and they went a great deal farther than we have believed in the past. Now, Tyre was a great city, a proud city, a great place, and Hiram, king of Tyre, had been a good friend of David, supplied him with materials. Solomon didn't get along with him as well as David did, but this man, Hiram, apparently a great king, but also the center of the worship of Baal was there in Tyre and Sidon, and you have also this woman Jezebel. She was a daughter of the priest and king also of that area of the Phoenicians, and she introduced this worship in the northern kingdom. Now, God has a prophecy here concerning this place, and it is tremendous. It's first against the prince and the ruler of the place. Let me begin reading it, chapter 26. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, because Tyre hath said unto Jerusalem, Aha, she's broken. That was the gates of the people. She's turned unto me. I shall be replenished. Now she's laid waste. In other words, Tyre was destroyed at the same time that Jerusalem was. Nebuchadnezzar took Tyre. Now, verse 3, I'm reading, Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I'm against thee, O Tyre. And when God says that, you can be sure it's against the place. And I will cause many nations to come up against thee as the sea causeth its waves to come up. Just as the waves break on a shore, God says, Phoenicia and Tyre, the great commercial center, the great capital that's been invincible. Now nations are going to come just like the waves that have been breaking on the shore. Now what would happen? They shall destroy the walls of Tyre, break down her towers. I will also scrape her dust from her and make her like the top of a rock. Now who would do that? Now, actually, Nebuchadnezzar came against the city. He destroyed the city. But, friends, he never did anything like this. He didn't scrape it at all. And God's not through with it. Will you notice what he says? It shall be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea. That's an interesting statement. It's going to become a fishing village, not the great proud capital. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord God, and it shall become a spoil to the nations. And her daughters which are in the field shall be slain by the sword. Now, you find that these colonies that they had established, they'd established one on Cyprus. Cyprus means copper, and they got copper from there. These metals were brought by the Phoenicians into the ancient civilized world of that day. Now, her daughters, they're going to be destroyed also.